Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. From World War II transport vessel to luxury liner to floating classroom, the Texas Clipper's career above water spanned six decades. This month, Texas Parks and Wildlife Television airs a special half-hour program about the Clipper, which has a new life as an artificial reef. Producer Bruce Bierman.
On November 17th in 2007, the Texas Clipper went to its final port of call, 17 miles off the coast of South Padre Island.
Man alive, took forever to get her to start taking on water, and then when she started taking on water, she rolled and went in. Very impressive. The only thing left is the marker buoy.
And today it has more passengers on it than it's ever had.
The fish just keep coming in, and they breed there, and they got places to hide. And the worms and the shellfish and all that sort of stuff come in and give them a natural food base. This Clipper is going to be fantastic for this area. It really is.
That not only helps the ocean, the ecosystem out there, it also encourages activities and fun for man, scuba diving, sport fishing, and just the knowledge that we're helping increase the ecological life in the ocean.
Thanks, Bruce. Go to passporttotexas.org for a listing of PBS stations that air the series. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.